Dynasty Football Network presents Super Flexible Podcast with your two co-hosts, Tudrick and Swags, and host, Steve Halepka. Let's go!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Super Flexible Podcast. I am your host, Halepka, joined, of course, again by my boys, Swags. What's going on, Swags?
How's it going, man? How's your week been?
Good, man, good. We're recording a day early. Now, going forward, we're going to be recording on Wednesdays. Hopefully, this will be dropping by Thursday. Depends on how quickly Swags can get that thing turned around. But
Ooh, the pressure's on now.
I know. I'm calling you out right in front of all of our listeners.
7:30 a.m.
Love it. Love it. Love it. So we'll get that out just before that Thursday night game so you can get all the goodness we're going to be talking about tonight. And besides Swags, of course, we got Tudrick with us as well. What's going on, Tudrick?
What's up, fellas? Week three is here.
Week three. Yeah, we're finally past the overreaction from week one, finally settling into the season after week two. So yeah, super excited about what's going on tonight. So before we talk about some NFL news and notes, we're going to definitely talk about the super flexible performance of the week. Tudrick is going to give us another double shot of two picks against spread. Talk about some super flexible streamers and also some super flex trades. But before we do, let's find out where we could find each other on Twitter. Swags, where can the folks find you?
I am at DFF underscore swag.
What about you, Tudrick?
At FL Tudrick Minimum, and you can find me at Superflex Pod.
Awesome. I am at The Real Halepka and at Superflex Trades. So yeah, definitely hit us up on Twitter. Use that hashtag Superflex when you are looking for your questions answered from us.
I really don't think I get enough credit for how good I've gotten at saying my own tag now.
Dude, it's way improved. Yeah, definitely. You're a rock star, that my man. You really are. It's pretty awesome.
The bar was super low in the beginning, though.
You're knocking it out, though. You brought your A game to that. I love it. So before we get into some news and notes around the NFL, let's talk about SquadQL.
Want an unfair advantage to dominate your fantasy football league? Look no further and download SquadQL, the only mobile app you need to crush your friends and rivals. SquadQL recommends the best starting lineup for each week based on your starters, bench players, and free agent pool. SquadQL provides waiver and trade recommendations too. Go to squadql.com to download SquadQL for free. SquadQL is brought to you by the creators of RotoQL, the leading daily fantasy optimizers trusted by 100,000 DFS players.
Awesome. So now we are back. Obviously, SquadQL, one of the best tools you can use as a fantasy player, optimizing those lineups week in, week out. The best part that I really do love, you input your actual league settings. So they give you those hints about, you know, pickups, trades from your actual league, which I think is totally awesome. It's not just like a generic app that you can use. It really tailors to what you're looking for. So I do love SquadQL, man. So let's go right into some NFL news and notes. First item out of Philadelphia, Jay Ajayi did not practice Wednesday. Also, Darren Sproles missed Wednesday's practice as well. There are three backs healthy for the Philadelphia Eagles: Corey Clement, Wendell Smallwood, and your boy Swags, Josh Adams, getting called up to the big time, getting called up.
Yeah.
So I'll start
that opportunity.
Yep. So we'll start with you, man. Who's your favorite back for this week? And then going forward, who do you like at Philly?
This week, I think it's still Corey Clement. I hope that Josh Adams gets enough work just to kind of show the team what he has in real live action, not preseason or anything. He's healthy now. He played pretty good in preseason, but I just hope he gets a little chance to flash. By no means do you want to start that guy, but that's who I'm watching. But I think it's Clement.
Okay, what about going forward? Is Ajayi still your main guy in Philly?
Ajayi is the guy that you want to start, I think, as long as he's healthy, but by no means do I want any part of him. If I own him, I'm waiting until he's back in action, and I think you need to move on.
So you think those three touchdowns in the first two games are just, you know, an aberration and are not going to happen again?
No, but I think that these injury weeks are going to happen just as much. So it's tough, you know. That's why, I mean, if he's starting, he'll be up there in my weekly rankings as a starter, but it's just this ins and outs of the games and the injury plagued, and it's already starting pretty early on in the season. I'd like no part of Ajayi for that reason.
Okay. Are you a Ajayi fan too, Drink? Are you on the bandwagon with him?
Negative. I actually just looked at some of my rankings, and I'm not trying to overreact to 2 weeks in, but I went ahead and bumped him down a little bit. I'm on the same train as Swags there. We're already dealing with some of these injuries. I get that he had the nice rushing the touchdowns in the first two games. Now we're getting Wentz back. So you think the offense would move a little bit better, but I'm not going to be surprised if Ajayi misses more games than he has touchdowns this year.
Yeah, that's a really good point about Wentz coming back. So to Drink, you know, obviously the Eagles were insanely pass heavy in the red zone last year. You know, Ajayi, I don't think, had a rushing touchdown in 2017 when he was on Philly. Do you think that continues with Wentz back now? Or since the injury happened, do you think they're going to run the ball a bit more in the red zone?
I mean, you can't really take away what Wentz does. He doesn't necessarily look to run, but he's very mobile and likes to throw on the run. I think it's a similar situation to Green Bay. They get inside there, and their best opportunity to score is with the quarterback with the ball in his hands. Spread him out and find it. So, jumping back just a little bit, I do agree with Swags that it's Clement this week if you're making me pick one, but I did pick up Josh Adams in SFB.
Yeah, me too.
I like that.
How much did you pay? I got him for free.
You got him for free. I saw a few places that got him for zero and a couple that got him for two, so I definitely made sure I got him when I paid $7.
Nice. I don't hate that, though. No. I get it. I mean, I don't have any money, so anybody I get, I have to put in for free.
It's definitely not a this week play, even though my running backs are bad. I have quite a few rookies that have not really showed up yet, plus Lev. But it's a longer-term play. Just going on. I think Sproles is the same way. I wish the best for him and hope he could get on the field and get a few more yards and get to that next, fourth in total yards or whatever, mm-hmm. I think is what he's kind of going after. But, him and Ajayi
are going to brought it up, how are you guys' teams looking? We haven't talked much about our teams.
Oh God, mine's a mess.
Yeah, 1-1. Two weeks in, 1-1. I can't complain.
I'm gonna look it up right now just so I have some legit stats to share with you. But Swags, how's your team looking right now, man?
I'm actually 2-0. Okay. But when I look at some of the
other
top teams, like they're putting up a considerable amount more points than I am. So
yeah.
I do have a decent record, but you're looking at some of the other teams and you're like, damn, like These guys really have some good teams out there, so it'll be interesting to see what happens once you're playing against some of these other teams too, you know, just 2 weeks in, and I feel like I kind of lucked out. The first week I won by, I think, 1 point, and then week two I had a little bit of a better week. I had Philip Lindsay in and a couple nice plays like that, but yeah, there's some really good teams.
Yeah, I am 0-2 right now, not looking good at all. Like, just total mess. Well, losing Geis definitely didn't help me.
Huge.
I did pick up Philip Lindsay, so he's been playing for me since last week. But my wide receivers are just straight trash. Like, it's not good at all right now. Well, I'm missing Marquise Goodwin, who's going to be a big player for me. I drafted Greg Olsen, so like it's just not good right now. We're hurting.
Yeah.
I drafted running back heavy or definitely heavy for me. And I'm starting like 5 wide receivers this week. just how it works out. I'm like, yeah, I gotta roll this out.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on now to Atlanta with another running back missing time. Obviously, Devontae Freeman. We saw Tevin Coleman have a nice day last week for the Falcons against Carolina. So Freeman's expected to be out for 1 or 2 more games. So my question to you, in terms of dynasty value, is this your window to sell Coleman? Or are you holding Coleman in the hopes that this is like the audition for next year when he becomes a free agent? To Drake, start me off on that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold on to Coleman right now unless I can get a buttload. I think he is a more talented Jerick McKinnon. Might not end up in as good a situation during the offseason as what we projected McKinnon to be, but you were getting a lot for McKinnon, you know, in a window there. You could have easily gotten a 10, 11, 12 kind of, you know, pick in the first round. I saw mid first rounds going for that guy. You know, late first and pieces. So I'm going to wait. And even if he doesn't land in the best situation, I think you're going to end up with at least as much as you can get right now. So it's a hold for me. And I think you got a couple weeks that you can play him and help your team right now.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree on the playing now. Like, he's at least an every week flex, probably an every week RB2, maybe low end RB1, especially this week against the Saints in this shootout. He's got some two touchdown upside for sure.
I mean, that's the reason Coleman, you know, even in redraft, is drafted so high, because if Freeman goes out, we see an RB1 almost, you know, each week. So he has to return that value, but I think so far so good.
Yeah, that's for sure. Swag, same question, man. Are you holding Coleman? Are you trying to trade him now while he's hot? What's your plan for him?
Man, I agree with a lot of what he said. But then I would also like add in, doesn't Coleman probably have a little bit of a better track record than McKinnon ever did? I mean,
that's for sure.
I feel like the 49ers offense was the track record that got the McKinnon hype going, whereas
Shanahan,
yeah, Coleman's actually done pretty well whenever he has an opportunity, as long as he's healthy and on the field. And 24, 25, pretty young, right?
Yeah. Like 25, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you want to hold him too. And what about Ito Smith?
There it is.
Young Ito. I like him, man. I like him. Do you think he's a flex play this week in New Orleans? What are you thinking?
I picked him up in Scott Fishbowl, Steve. Maybe he's available in your league. He was free today after waivers cleared. I mean, it's a crapshoot, but I mean, I dropped somebody that hasn't been activated. You know, maybe you have somebody like that.
Dude, so. My running backs, I think, are solid. It's my receivers that really need some work. Like, Amari Cooper had a nice day last week, but it's Cooper, Goodwin, Crabtree, and a bunch of garbage.
I would flex Chase Edmonds over Ito Smith, if that answers your question.
I will agree with that.
But I think that Ito Smith is a great stash in Dynasty and somebody to watch in redraft, but you probably won't be rostering him in something unless it's like the Scott Fishbowl or crazy rosters.
Dynasty, what are you willing to pay for Ito right now?
I'd give you a second. I'd like to get off for a third, though.
All right,
I think I would give him to you.
for a two, a heartbeat for a two.
But if he's Kevin Coleman next year, then you know what I mean? Like that same kind of role to Freeman, and Freeman's missing games. I get it.
Yeah, for sure. You could have the Falcons starting running back not too long into 2019. That's an option for sure. So let's move to Green Bay now. Another running back, some more running back news. Aaron Jones, the return. Mike McCarthy said Jones will be behind both Jamal Williams and Ty Montgomery in his first game back against the Redskins. So I think the bigger question here is which of the Green Bay running backs is your favorite going forward? I think I know the answer for Swags, but everybody. So I'm gonna start with Two Drink on this one. Who's your favorite Green Bay running back going forward?
I'm Team Jones all the way.
Yep, me too.
It's not even close. It's not even close, Steve. I know you're Jamal Williams. That's why I almost wanted to jump in and have you go first. How's that felt the first 2 weeks, dude?
Dude, his matchups are not easy. Like, he actually did pretty. Did okay against Minnesota. Like the fact that he got 60 yards against Minnesota, I was actually
solid. Yeah,
that was real good too. Look at Chicago's defense; they just beat up Russell Wilson the whole game. So yeah. I think he'll do better this week against Washington. And then their schedule gets so easy. Green Bay, they play like Buffalo and a bunch of other scrub teams. So if Williams can hold the job, I think he'll, be a really good at least RB2, if not low in RB1 those weeks. But I do not get the point with Jones, right? Jones is super explosive. He's able to make the big play where Williams typically can't. My biggest concern is him as a pass blocker.
Sure.
With Aaron Rodgers kind of stationary now.
Sure.
That was where Jones really had some issues last year. And Jamal Williams is a very, very good pass blocker.
I'm definitely not playing Jones this week. You know, coming in, we've what McCarthy said that Williams is the starter. Yep. I get that, but I'll give you this week, and Aaron Jones is still going to outscore Jamal the rest of the season.
I hate to say you might be right. I know it's scary because Jones has that potential to take one play for 65 yards, like right at the middle, where Williams I don't think has that in his arsenal. You know,
I get he can't pass block, but it doesn't mean he can't be in there and then get little short dump offs. You know what I mean? Like the fake, the kind of fake to block that guy and just kind of turn and just hit him.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I totally agree. I think he's definitely going to have a role. It's just, you know, when you just paid 30, what's Rodgers making the first year of his contract? $70 million all in, I think, right?
Yeah.
Like when you just spent that money as a franchise, you want to keep him as upright as possible. That's my only thought there.
And Swags likes Jones, but he doesn't want any of them, right?
Well, I'm not really, but I totally agree. Right. It's Jones.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that'd be a very interesting landing spot next year for Tevin Coleman. I know it's crowded, ooh, but like he would be like the guy. I think. Then they could like cut Williams, cut Jones, and just say, "Hey, Tevin Coleman, be our dude."
But there's, I love the idea, but both those guys are still on rookie deals for another year after that, so it doesn't cost them anything.
Hmm. I'm just trying to think of fun offenses to put Tevin Coleman in, like
Texans,
Packers, Texans, Colts.
I want the Steelers. I want the Steelers, but I don't get like we've talked about this before. The money difference will be vastly different, but why would you pay up for Coleman when you still have Connor on a rookie deal when you weren't going to give any money to Lev? So I love the idea of Coleman being in that offense and playing that role, but that's one I wanted to happen earlier in the offseason. The more I think about it, I hope it happens, but I don't see it.
And Matt Breda had 46 yards against Minnesota and Alfred Morris had 38 yards against Minnesota and
boom.
Jamal Williams must be much better than those guys then because he ran for, what, 60?
60, but, I mean, that's the entire rushing stats for Green Bay too, isn't it?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, I think that was most of the – I don't think Ty Mont did really a lot, and Rodgers, like, was hobbling around. So, yeah, I get it. I get what your point is on that one.
I'm just not attracted to him.
Yep.
Totally fine. I don't like the backfield. I don't like running backs from that.
Yeah, I mean, to Two Drinks' point before about – Green Bay throwing in the red zone, right? That's what they do. They rarely will get you a rushing touchdown, a close rushing touchdown, which can certainly limit upside for both those guys.
Yeah, which means Aaron Jones has to bust one from like 20 out. He's the only guy that can do it.
You're probably right. It's sad, but you're probably right. I know.
It's sad that I'm right. I get that a lot.
we're your work wives, dude, so it is sad if you're right.
That's right. Exactly.
Oh, God. So let's stick with running backs that are beat up and go to LeSean McCoy in Buffalo. So apparently he's got a cracked rib cartilage. So I know I've heard of cracked ribs before, but the actual cartilage cracking is kind of scary. So he was actually limited at practice. I'm shocked that he practiced at all. I'm going to ask this probably for the last time this year. Is there any value in LeSean McCoy, Swags? Like, is there anything you would give up? Would you give like a fourth round rookie pick for him, or are you just totally hands off?
I would definitely give a fourth round rookie pick for him. I think that it might be a good time to go try to buy low for some teams that could be in contention, you know, and kick that fourth goodbye. I mean, what are you going to get for next year anyway? I would do that. A third tops probably.
Okay.
What would you guys give up for?
You got Pettis. You got Pettis in the fourth last year. You wouldn't give up Pettis for Shady.
That's tough. You know, if you need a running back really bad, I mean, you don't think he's going to put up some more points this year? I mean, I don't know how I'm all of a sudden the McCoy guy here.
I don't know how that happened. One, he's old as hell.
Pushing you there.
Yeah. Two, he's Buffalo. Like, I don't know how that happened. Dude, I'm like all out on McCoy. I think that this Buffalo team is just so bad. Like, it's just, oh, it's gross. It's so gross. I can't do it.
I thought Allen at least moved the ball a little bit.
He did have that one nice deep ball.
I'm not saying it's great, but
he had one nice deep ball. Yeah.
He somehow moved that offense.
So who would you rather have, Chris Ivory or LeSean McCoy?
Marcus Murphy.
Marcus Murphy.
Let's go even deeper. Yeah. Ivory's nothing.
Yeah.
And if that team is really trash, like, and continues not to win, and what's the point in rolling Ivory out there too? Give Murphy and what is it, even like Tywan Jones or whatever, he's only a couple years old, like give those cats some run and like let's see.
Yeah, I don't hate it, man.
No, I don't either. I like that. I like,
I mean, are the Bills gonna win three games? Like
maybe three.
So
three is a lot.
yes, my Giants last year, three is definitely a lot. Shit. So let's now move to some wide receiver news. So the Eagles did put Mike Wallace on IR with a broken fibula. That could not have felt good. I cannot imagine breaking that bone in my leg. But they did sign your boy Swags, Jordan Matthews, back with the Eagles where he belongs.
Back on.
It's back on. Here we go. Yeah. Jordan Matthews versus Edelman. And here it comes.
Oh, I'm so yeah. excited. I forgot about Edelman.
That's right. You got a week head start, too.
Yeah. A week head start. I don't know what to make of this, honestly. I wish he wouldn't have signed with them. It bums me out. I liked talking crap about the Eagles a lot better.
I mean, they have the slot guy, too. Like, Aguilar's been a beast at the slot. I just don't know where Matthew's going to play.
Matthew's got to play the slot, right?
I know, but that's Aguilar's, like, had that on lockdown since last year.
I don't care as much about Jordan Matthews, but it worries me about Aguilar a little bit. I wonder if we're not going to get Alshon back for a few more weeks.
It worries me for Alshon, too. Yeah, yes, good I agree. Point.
That, right? Maybe that's a little bit longer.
Yep.
Have to push Aguilar outside where he hasn't been as productive. I think all of his touchdowns have come from the slot, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think he has a touchdown from the outside, but we're going to push him out there so we can get J-Matt in, who can't stay healthy and hasn't played in, what, 3 weeks now, 4 weeks.
So whenever you think we get some Jordan Matthews redemption from Carson Wentz?
Oh, God. Is that the swags or is that the two drink or me?
That's to you. I don't want to answer.
I don't want to answer either. I don't think so. I think he's just a body. I mean, they had some success with that backup tight end. I forget what his name was last week. I think he caught one of the touchdowns late. But big cat. He's a third string tight end now behind Goddard. He's kind of like a pseudo wide receiver. So I don't know if he's going to play like the big slot again or what the case is, but yeah, I don't know what to make of this. I feel like it's just as a body as anything else. I still think the Aguilar and Ertz are just going to eat.
Yeah.
Just gobble up targets.
Not right super left. Interested.
If Jordan Matthews is playing this week, are you still ruling out Aguilar?
Yes. You have to.
Do you have to? Like, if Jordan Matthews is the slot and Aguilar's back outside, it's not like it's still Foles. Not that he did a great job, but he was the one keying in. It's not Wentz these last couple of weeks. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they have connection from last year. I get that. But they have connection with him in the slot.
They do, but it's the Colts. Like, it's the Colts on the road.
Yeah.
Philly is a 6.5-point favorite. They're scheduled to – I mean, Vegas hasn't scored 27 points.
Well, like, I know last week looked all right, but – Jordan Matthews is playing. You can play Aguilar or Watkins in your flex.
Is it PPR or non-PPR?
You can have full PPR. Doesn't full PPR, matter. Aguilar's going to be outside.
I'm definitely taking Aguilar in full PPR.
I think that's wrong. I don't think I'm going to do that. That's I'm not going to be surprised. If Aguilar's only outside, like, pretty much exclusively with J-Matt in, like, I can't think that J-Matt plays 100%, right? Like, he's just coming in. Like, we don't even know how healthy he is. Like, he might even play this week. But I'm saying if he's playing and feel like he's going to get a lot, I think I'm sitting Aguilar, even against Andy. Doesn't feel great.
That's fair, man. I just don't think Matthews is a threat to steal targets from Nelson Aguilar, no matter where he lines up on the field. I just don't think he's an effective player anymore. But we'll see. We'll see. He'll come out and score two touchdowns, and then I'll have to donate that $10 to Fantasy Cares.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be $20, right? You already gave in the $10.
Yeah,
I already paid up.
All right, awesome. Well, I'll donate my $10 as well when Jordan Matthews scores twice.
And were you the tight end, the third tight end for the Philly? You were talking about Perkins, I think.
Perkins, right? Yes. Okay. Yes, I forgot his name. It's Perkins. Yeah. Thanks for looking that up. I appreciate that. Yeah. So now let's go to Washington. Of course, another injury. Rob Kelly, thin Rob Kelly or slim Rob Kelly, whatever you want to call him, on injury.
Fit Rob
on injury reserve now with a toe injury. That means Samaje Perine will be no longer a healthy scratch for the Redskins. Just a note here. So if you do have Perine in any deep dynasty leagues, he might actually see the field at some point in week three. So before we go any further, though, let's now get into two drinks double shot of the week. Hit me up.
Watch out. So I'm gonna stay true and continue with the Crown Royal Black for this one. And so the first game I got is the hobbled Aaron Rodgers-led Green Bay Packers going to the Redskins that we just heard. Not that Fit Rob really matters, but Packers are a 3-point dog. Three point favorite. But even on the hobbled Rodgers, I gotta take Green Bay. Tell me I'm wrong, fellas. Did the Redskins the Redskins did not look great. They played solid defense against an Arizona team in week one that we thought was gonna be good, but is looked like trash in both weeks now. Mm-hmm. And didn't really put up the points against Indy last week like they should have against a bad Indy defense, right?
Yeah. I like this call a lot, man. I'm in on Aaron Rodgers. Whenever he's on the field, Green Bay's got a great chance to put up a ton of points. I know Washington's secondary is not bad, but sure. I just feel like the Packers are going to play pretty damn well. They'll be mad if they tie last week instead of winning that game against Minnesota. So I like that pick a lot.
Rodgers will play, right? He came out today and said he's worried about the long term for his leg.
It said his knee will get worse. Yeah, so definitely check this one as it gets closer. If you're not making that bet until Sunday, if Rodgers isn't a go, then obviously we go ahead and pull this one. Maybe I'll give you a third option after I read my double shot here.
Yeah, right. I like it though still. I mean, don't get me wrong, but man, yeah, there's some concern there.
Obviously, if Rodgers is out, then let's go ahead and stay away from it. But if that said, that line's going to move a lot too. I still don't want a piece of it. But, whew. All right. Second shot. This one might sting a little bit, Swags, but the Patriots, 6.5-point favorites on the road. Two road teams here I'm going to take. At Detroit Lions, we have Belichick going up against your boy, Matt Patricia. It's the student doesn't win yet from the master.
Yeah, I feel like this was actually a compliment to the Detroit Lions.
The 6.5 points?
Yeah.
I don't doubt that Detroit will score on New England. And I get New England was kind of, torched in the underneath stuff and little short stuff from Jacksonville last week. But I'm not going against Belichick here as much as I, personally fandom wise hate that team. I'm not betting against Belichick because he'll do whatever it takes.
Yeah, I totally agree on that. Especially coming off a bad loss in Jacksonville, they're going to be so pissed off. New England, they're so mad.
So, Josh Gordon on the Patriots. I don't think that's on here, but and everybody's talking about it. But just to bring it up with this game here, do you guys? We don't even know if he's actually going to play in this game, right? Like, the way Bill's talking is he's not even really part of the team, technically. Like, they could not bring this guy in, actively for this game. But
yeah.
if he plays, that's got to help the offense a little bit. Like, there's going to be a small sub package for Gordon to run. It's probably going to include,
they've got to look at their scouting report really quick and see if they want any part of that fifth round before. Like, well, what could we have? Like, if he misses another game,
and Edelman's not here yet, but who does this affect the most? On New England side, does it bother Hogan? I know you hate Hogan.
I don't think he plays this week, and if he does, I can't imagine him being super effective. Fun if he was, but
so let's play it going forward a little bit. There, does this take any of that Philip Dorsett? Hopefully nobody ever had to start Cordero Patterson, but does that take all of that away where you're not going to do it at all or you don't care?
I think this week you're totally fine. I don't there's any,
whatever you've been playing, go ahead and do it.
Exactly. Yeah. I think you're totally fine. I think next week though, if Gordon's on the field, you may see a couple deep shots where it really beats up on Dorsett. I think in the long run though, Hogan may really feel some negative impact here because you do have Edelman coming back after next week. And then with Gordon potentially being a factor on the outside, Hogan's deep shots, which he was really, he was up there in terms of air yards, especially after week one. It's really going to take a big impact because that's what Gordon does, right? He's just big. Sure. He runs fast. He's going to get down the field. So
Hogan, I think Hogan was also second on the team, just behind Gronk in red zone targets too. And we saw that even last week.
But he only had three targets the whole game.
Sure,
it was five.
I think he caught three, including a touchdown, and like two red zone looks. So
two touchdowns. Yeah, two touchdowns.
Two touchdowns. So, I don't know that if Gordon's going to help move the ball, for that team a little bit. I'm still not buying Gordon. Are you planning on moving him at all? Did you move him after this news, or how long do you wait before you move him?
I don't know. It's such a tough one. I think if you can find somebody super excited about it, you move him. There's that chance that this could be a really fun situation. But man, I don't know. I feel like a broken record here. But we talked about this on the Rookie Fever podcast, and this is like the two things I feel like we get excited about a ton are veterans, Patriots, and Josh Gordon, and neither of them work out. So it's so tough for me, even like in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, but man, if it happens, you just think of that ceiling. But man, if it doesn't, you're just screwed again. And it gets so old, like going up and down with Josh Gordon. And it, the same thing for the veteran wide receivers that go to the Patriots. I mean, we already did it once with Jordan Matthews this year. I don't know, the list goes on and on and on. But with all that said, they'll probably cancel each other out and it's going to be beautiful or something. I don't know, man.
It's interesting. It really is. Like, if I can buy Gordon for a fourth rounder, I'll do it. And like, it's obviously, if you're
anybody giving that up.
Yeah, like, I don't think anyone would, but if you can buy him cheap, just for the chance. Like, we all remember Randy Moss. We all remember Gordon's 2013. Like, that's what we're chasing, right? The crazy upside plays. Even for a third, like, what are you really going to draft in the third round of a rookie draft? Like, there's not a ton of goodness there for most leagues. So I'd be open to it. I'd be open to it for a third for Josh Gordon at this point.
I couldn't sell him for that much, though.
You don't think so?
I personally would not sell him to you. I would buy him for that. I just couldn't, just on that ceiling alone. Like, all the bad stuff we said is there, but I mean, I feel like during a rookie draft next year, I could still get a third for him.
If you've been holding him this long, like, I can't see you go ahead and selling on the cheap now. This might be your highest window. Like, you get somebody hyped or a Pats fan in your league, then go ahead and make that. But if you've been holding him, you're not giving him up for a third or a fourth now to bounce out. This is the best thing that you've seen in a while.
Yeah,
outside of the one little, like, you know, where he mossed that guy for a touchdown in that first game. Like, now you're like, oh my god, it's Tom Brady. So,
that's fair. That's fair.
I don't own any Gordon, and I'm not going to go get it because I'm not paying for it.
I'm in the same boat. I'm in the same boat.
All right. So maybe you guys liked some of my two drink double shots this week. Maybe you didn't, and that's fine. Why don't you go over to gtbets.eu and prove it? Like them or not. If you don't like them, I'd love for you to DM me and tell me before the game starts, not after it's over with. Superflexers, if you guys want to help out this podcast, use the promo code Superflex when you go to gtbets.eu. They're going to match your first $500 cash. Second time you deposit that money, because you bet against me, you didn't listen, gtbets.eu is going to match another 50%. This place has sports from all over the globe. They even have casino and horse racing games that play out weekly and monthly bonuses just for you going in there and playing. This year, they have a favorite team bonus since they're going into their eighth NFL season, where they're going to hook you up with a bonus of a half a point for two of your favorite teams during the entire season. I'm not just talking about NFL. We're talking NBA, NCAA football, and basketball as well. So go make some money this weekend at gtbets.eu. Use that promo code Superflex. Let me know.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. Would love to have that 2.5 points for the Packers. Like, that just screams goodness to me. For sure.
There you go.
So let's now go to our Thursday night football preview. We're talking Jets at Browns. The Browns are a 3-point favorite at home, over under of 39.5. So thinking of probably a defensive struggle here. So let me ask you first, Swags, are there any must start plays for the Cleveland Browns this week for you?
A must start off the Browns is hard to come by. I don't know if those two things go together. If Landry plays, I think you have to start him, but it's a Thursday night game and I hate that. But if he doesn't start, what about Callaway?
He looks good, man. Like, that speed is just, it's really, really enticing, Antonio Callaway.
Oh, no, two drink doesn't like it.
Man, you know I love Callaway. Callaway's a Gator, even though he's kind of a knucklehead when he's there. He has first-round talent. It was, you know, the off-the-field stuff that let him slide to the Browns where he did. And I loved it last week. It was really one catch. It was, like a 61-yarder?
No Landry.
Definitely. No Landry, then you got to roll it out there. If he didn't catch that touchdown, we're not talking about him. He had, four targets, three catches, or 4 and 5, something like that, with that one long bomb. And that's not something that Tyrod is privy to doing. Like, he doesn't push the ball down the field that way. Callaway was also outplayed by Rashard Higgins. Who?
Very true.
Like, do we remember that name from a few years ago? I love Callaway. If Landry's out, then you definitely got to play him. I hope you can play Callaway this week. I have at least one league that has, you know, that's, I think it's a 16 team and we have lots of flexes. I'm probably rolling Callaway out there, but I don't feel great about it.
Okay. What about Njoku? Swags.
I mean, I want to say one thing about, like, the Callaway situation, too, because Two Drink did bring up a lot of good points, but I feel like that's, you just talked about Will Fuller, and everybody loves Will Fuller, and I like Callaway better.
It's a good point.
That's an interesting comparison. I like it.
You know what I mean, though? He doesn't get a lot of looks, but he does pretty good with them, and
I want Baker in. I want Baker in to feel good about Callaway, because I don't think Baker has an issue chucking the ball 50 yards down the field and having Callaway go run underneath it. I think last week, you know, Tyrod was more out of necessity to score than it was what he's comfortable with doing.
I don't disagree with that at all. I don't disagree with that. But, I mean, there's some of these wide receivers now, though, I'm really starting to look at more that they don't get a lot of looks, but they do really well with them. And if Callaway's are going to go up, I don't know. I don't hate the guy, but I hate Thursday night games right now.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, we got lucky with AJ Green last week going ham in the first half, but it's just, yeah, it can be pretty gross on Thursday. So just back to my original question on
Sorry, Njoku? I don't hate Njoku.
Seven targets in each of the first two games. You're going to give me seven more targets in this game? Like, I'm going to go ahead and take that.
Yeah, and that's probably the safer play if Landry's out, to be fair.
True. Maybe Landry's out and Njoku probably sees closer to 10, be my guess.
What about you, Steve?
Maybe a little more deep. I think if Landry is out, I would have Njoku as my starter for the week. I would take Njoku over Kyle Rudolph, even against Buffalo. I would take Njoku at that point. I think the volume will be there.
I like that. I do like that.
I think the volume will be there for him, where, you know, Rudolph might get like two targets because they're up by 800 points. I think I like the Njoku play a lot, depending on Landry, of course. A lot's going to depend on if Landry plays or not.
GT Betts, you need to get player versus player. You'd have me on there a lot more.
There you go. I like that shout out. On the Jets side, any must plays to drink? Are we liking Quincy Enunwa or any of those guys?
I think you have to play Enunwa because just target share, kind of what we mentioned with Njoku. I think Enunwa's averaging 10 and a half targets a game. I've never been a big Robbie Anderson guy, so I like seeing Enunwa kind of show up and be that guy. Either the Jets are going to be up and it's check down city to Enunwa, or they're going to be down and it's still check down city to Enunwa. I just think that's kind of what works for Darnold. Enunwa is the only play I feel any confidence in.
All right. So Swags, rank these receivers for me, assuming Landry does not play. Quincy Enunwa, Robbie Anderson, Antonio Callaway.
I would go Enunwa and then Callaway and then Anderson.
Yeah, okay. Same. Cool. Same for me.
We're all in agreement there, I think.
I might take Higgins over Anderson if Landry doesn't play.
Stop. Which one of those quarterbacks do you like in your super spot a little bit more?
I was just going to ask. So, yeah, to drink, Darnold or Tyrod if you're playing in the super flex.
So, I'm gonna answer it weirdly here, so just follow me for a second. I have the Chargers defense in this league. And I dropped my kicker to pick up the Browns defense. I'm gonna play the Browns on Thursday night. Now Chargers have the Rams, so I feel like that's a little easy there. But like, I'm literally gonna have to either pull a quick 2-for-1, or I'm gonna drop Derrick Henry to pick up a kicker for just this week. Just so I didn't have to play the Chargers defense, because I feel good about Cleveland. Cleveland has played two pretty good offenses in Pittsburgh and the Saints and held them both, to 21 or under?
So you're gonna drop Derrick Henry over a defense.
What league?
So
what
over
league
a kicker. Over a kicker, over actually. Kicker. So I can pick up a kicker for this week. Yep, it's a home redraft league.
Is it like eight teams?
Nope, it's 12.
You like 12? Your kickers so much that you're already streaming kickers, but you're going to drop Derrick Henry.
I don't have a kicker on my team right now.
I picked up a second defense.
Yeah. Derrick Henry is like my fifth running back on that team. Like, I literally just picked him up after I dropped Tariq Cohen and picked up Henry because he was sitting on waivers.
You know what? Honestly, to drink, I would drop the Chargers right now without Bosa, to be honest.
Oh, but the next coming up looks so good. And this league
is
he has like.
Play? Is Bosa going to play?
I think so. I think we're like 2 weeks out from Bosa being in.
Then I would next week, pick him back up.
That's like, not going to happen in this league because it has such crazy bonuses. I mean, Chargers were number one defense last year, but they were number one in this league by like a long shot. Mm-hmm. Like they averaged like 30, 35 points a week last year in this league. There's no chance. Like I'd rather take the zero than drop the Chargers and pick up a kicker, as crazy as that sounds. I know each league's different, and I told you I was going to answer it weirdly. That's so crazy. You're welcome.
Okay. All right, so Swags, give me like a sane answer instead of this madness that's going on with your drink.
Yin and yang here,
I'm
buddy.
I'm so thrown off now that we dropped Derrick Henry.
I know, I'm perplexed.
What's the question again?
Darnold or Tyrod in your super flex spot?
I'll start.
I have no idea.
Man, that's tough.
I'm starting Tyrod.
I'll start Tyrod.
Yeah. I think I agree. That Cleveland defense looks legit. Like their pass rush is nasty. They're causing turnovers. I hate to say Greg Williams is like figuring it out, but it seems like he's figuring it out. So yeah, I think Cleveland's defense is actually pretty damn good, to be honest.
I want to change my answer from earlier. Cleveland's must start is the defense if Landry doesn't play, and probably not the rest house. That's my must play. Get in there.
I actually like both defenses, to be honest. But Cleveland, that's a low over the Jets. Cleveland over the Jets, though. I agree. All right, now let's go to the ever popular Superflex performance of the week. Like I said, we started this last week. We're just going to pick a quarterback.
It was super popular.
Yeah, super popular for the Superflex.
Chicks like it.
So let's start with Two Drink. Give me your Superflex quarterback performance of the week.
I mean, it's cheating, but how do I? I mean, I picked Mahomes one, I picked him in two. Like that was amazing. 6 touchdowns. Mahomes has what? He set the record for most touchdowns in the first 3 games, and he's only played 2. Well, that's pretty good. I'm gonna steal somebody's here, but it's because he was my flex super streamable pick last week, and I'm also taking
one pick.
Bortles.
One pick. No, nope. I was just
sorry. You're gonna have to do some work, buddy, because that was my super flex streamable, whatever we're calling that one too. Because was that 400 yards against it? We're going to go to Swags. We're going to go Swags next so Steve can pick somebody.
That's fine. Yeah, 376-4 for Bortles. Like, crazy game. Crazy game.
Yeah, what a cheater.
I'm glad you looked it up for me.
That wasn't fair, Steve. Sorry that happened to you.
Swags, you took his last week, so I just figured it was fair.
But to, like, I only took one.
You know I cheat. I'm not sure if he's slowly figuring it out.
Steve, who do you want?
I was going to say Fitzy again, but it's just –
I like it.
You got to go Fitzy, right? He's so good. He's playing so well right now.
I'll take Dalton.
I like it. I like it.
I had Dalton going last week in the Scott Fishbowl, and that helped me out a lot.
Yeah, man. I mean, 4 touchdown passes against Baltimore. Like, you can't be that, especially on a Thursday night game. Like,
yep. What everybody slept on Flacco. It was so gross, right? And what he finished with, like 350 yards and 2? Like, maybe it was garbage time, but if you started Flacco, by the time you looked at it, when you woke up Friday, you were like, huh, that's not so bad.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, with how gross that game started off and that comeback effort, not bad.
You don't have to be good at football to be necessarily good at fantasy football for a quarterback.
That's right. Blake Bortles teaches that every single week.
Maybe that dude's good now.
I think he has improved. He definitely has improved. I will give you that. So let's now move on to the super flexible, streamable, super streamable, something like that. Segment. We got to figure out the name for it.
I probably messed you up on the sheet.
I know. That's why I wanted to read it that way. That's what I was going for. So these are quarterbacks owned in less than 35% of Yahoo leagues that you would like to stream as your super flex spot this week. Choices are your boy, Blake Bortles against the Titans, Case Keenum at Baltimore, Andy Dalton against Carolina, Ty Godd against the Jets, Eli Manning at Houston, Mitchell Trubisky at Arizona, Flacco at home against Denver, or Sam Darnold in the Thursday night game against Cleveland. We'll start with Swags this time.
This is a tough one. Jerk. This is a tough one.
There's a couple good options here.
I'm going to take...
couple?
I'm going to take Case Keenum against Baltimore.
Nice.
That was not the option I was thinking about. But
yeah, I don't like it.
But I mean, I did want to tell our listeners, it's pretty funny because Steve got kind of stumbled up there, but like you can... Like our notes are usually kind of live, so you can literally like see two different ways to say the segment and like the blinking on it, like Two Drinks kind of in there changing stuff just to make it super easy for Steve. So that was awesome. like trying not to laugh. But yeah, give me Case.
Okay. Any particular reason why? Just like what Dalton did last week to him, or what's the reason for it?
I just I'm not that scared of Baltimore, and I like Case's weapons on when I go down the list and like weapons versus matchup kind of thing. And Dalton's pretty experienced, or Case. Now I'm looking at Dalton against Carolina, but yeah, I don't mind it.
So okay. Denver wide receiver you're starting this week is
Sanders.
Yes. Always Sanders. Yep. Going for it. Rest of the season. It's Sanders and then Cortland Sutton.
Case is the guy out there, I think that's the way it's going to be. And if it's another quarterback, we have to figure it out.
Yeah. To drink. Who's your guy?
Blake.
Got to be Blake,
easy.
Right?
It's easy. I get a division game, so I get it. And no Fournette last week, so it definitely set up for more Blake Bortles. Even with Yeldon and Corey Grant getting it, it's not the same. Kind of offensive scheme or setup there against Tennessee, who I feel like has no idea what they're doing on offense and still somehow beat the Texans last week because of a cool punt fake touchdown or whatever there. Mm-hmm. But give me Blake. I'm gonna cool my Jets a little bit of what we saw last week, but I think easily Bortles is the best one here.
Yeah, I hate to agree, but I know we normally each pick a player, but I kind of want to go Blake Bortles here also. A lot of the reasons that you gave to drink, I call it cheating, right? Yeah, damn right. So
I know.
But Tennessee's pass defense has looked awful. Adoree Jackson, for all the good things he did last year as a rookie, has regressed terribly. Malcolm Butler is not the same player. We've seen him get burnt on a couple occasions. Blake Bortles shockingly has some really good talent on the outside. I mean, we saw Keelan Cole make that stupid catch over the weekend, this past weekend. He's doing great. Moncrief is doing his thing as the big possession guy. And then D.D. Westbrook, super electric also. So I think, 250 and 2 is the floor for Bortles this week with some more upside as we saw last week.
Steve, you said there were a couple good options there. I kind of want to change mine since you took mine.
That's fine. No, go ahead. Eli.
And right? Why do I want to go there, Steve?
I want to so badly.
Why? That offensive line is trash. And we feel like Houston's D line is better than Dallas's.
Even last week, though, they couldn't get a pass rush on the fourth offensive tackle for Tennessee. They couldn't do anything. It was terrible. And their secondary's beat up. Kevin Johnson ain't playing.
I want to believe in Eli.
I do too. I want to believe in his offense because they have so much.
That's your team, Steve. You wouldn't even take your team. It doesn't make me feel good about it.
Did you watch the game Sunday night?
Yeah. Yeah, that was my double shot. I got that one wrong. Y'all. I did get the Chargers on the road.
Nailed the Chargers. Nailed
it. I put a couple of drinking gifs because I was taking some shots with the giant hashtag Giants Pride on Sunday night there. Oh, watching some of that. That was rough.
But yeah, I think Eli has a chance to really bounce back. I know the pass rush is really good for Houston, and the Giants fully have had issues with really good pass rush, but their corners suck. Let's be honest. Houston's secondary is not good, even with the Honey Badger coming in. Like they have some big time problems in that secondary.
I feel like you're trying to talk me into Eli.
I'm trying to talk myself into Eli this week.
There it is.
That's the problem. I'm trying to talk myself into it. But yeah, I like the pick. I like the pick potentially of Eli too.
I'm keeping Blake. Get out of here.
That's fine. We'll both keep Blake and just win money.
As long as we beat Swags, that's all that matters.
So before we talk about some super flex trade, let's actually hear about the Scouting Academy.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for a limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at dynastyfootballfactory.com.
Yeah. I want to go. That'll be able to help you watch the Giants and figure out all that stuff they were talking about.
Dude, I know. It's just insane. Like, it's just so bad, the Giants. But yeah, Scouting Academy, super cool. Really great way to be able to break down film. So guys, check it out. We have that awesome promo going on with them. So really cool stuff there with Scouting Academy. Now to everyone's favorite segment where Steve gets to mess up Twitter handles. It's a super flex trade segment.
We should change the name of it to that.
Yeah, right?
Dude, I gave you some layups this week.
No, this is an easy one. These are easy. I got a really good one last week. I forget what the name was, but it was like a really interesting name, way to say it, and 2Drink completely butchered it. I was like, damn, I got that one. Nice.
Yeah. Who is Dave T or something? It was Holes. I was like, That's definitely Holes, Dave.
Yep. Yeah, that's what it was. That's
right. I'm pretty sure you're right.
Yeah. All right. So first one from Hulk Smash Sports. Awesome Twitter handle. Yeah. 16 team super flex. Quarter point of carry. So Lamar Jackson or a 2019 and 2020 first. Let's start with 2Drink on this one.
Man, I wish I knew more about other parts of this, but just looking at it right there, if Lamar Jackson's on your team, you got to have at least two other startable quarterbacks is my assumption there, especially if you're going to move them, right? So at that point, give me the picks. I'm not in love with the 2019 quarterback class coming out, but I could see one of those at least having the same kind of impact in next year. Maybe we get Lamar next year, or I can draft a quarterback that goes to a starting spot. Give me the picks. I think it's close, though. I don't think it's crazy.
What about you, Swags?
I agree. Especially I want 16 picks, and I agree it's not super crazy being how the quarterbacks have been depreciated in that format, but I do want those picks for sure.
Yeah, I'm in agreement also. Picks by a slim margin. I mean, 16 teams is a lot of quarterbacks that are going to be rostered here. Yep. So any quarterback with a chance to start is really going to have some, I think, increased value in that deep of a format. But yeah, I'll take the picks and get two shots at getting that next quarterback for sure.
Yep.
All right.
So 80% on the picks, though. I just feel like I when I voted, I was expecting to see some Lamar Jackson love, especially since he had some garbage time work there. But
he's not even playing football. We don't even know what he's going to do yet. You know, like, and I know we don't know about those picks yet either. But yeah, I got to take those picks.
Yeah, I'll take the picks too. I mean, who knows though? Like the team that's getting the picks, they could be like pick 16 and pick 30, like pick 16 each year, which could suck.
Sure,
like that could be a garbage pick, but. I mean, the way Flacco's playing right now, he's actually playing halfway decent. They may not let him go, even though that's like the conventional wisdom after next year. But
I mean, I feel like it's definitely Flacco this year, barring injury. He's still slinging it around. And
right.
And we've all talked about the Ravens cutting him next year and turning it over to Lamar. They still owe him a ton of money next year, too, in the scheme of things. I want to say it's like 12 mil or somewhere in there. Yep. Go to Capology 101 and really figure it out.
So the picks. We're doing the picks still?
Yes, still the picks. Yes.
All right. Apparently, we're going to the next one. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, we got to have this up by 7:30 in the morning.
That's right. Swag's got to edit. So let's go from Dynasty Villain, straight Dynasty League. Sammy Watkins or Nick Chubb. I know how Swag's going
to answer. This one's actually so tough, man.
Let's go to 2Drink first.
Sammy, so easy.
Yeah, ooh. Man.
Too easy.
It depends on my team. I'll probably, man, I mean, I think you have to take Watkins today, but man, it's not like he's done a ton.
He had a 100-yard game last week.
So who didn't?
A lot of people. A lot of receivers.
That's not his fault for being on a good team.
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to take Keelan Cole or Nicholas Chubb?
I'll take Nick Chubb over Cole.
He had a great game last week, too.
It's decently closer.
He's probably had more 100-yard games over the last six games than Watkins has.
That's probably correct, actually.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you're all in on Watkins after one game. Man.
I've been all on Watkins for like 4 years.
Yeah, man. I just feel that's like grand. If you give up Chubb, you're giving up something special that hasn't happened yet.
Just say it.
I'll take Chubb.
All right, I'm going to take Watkins by a slim margin. I know Chubb.
I know I like you, Steve.
Yep, I know Chubb can be special. Well, let's make sure it actually happens. So
Swag didn't really like that because otherwise we would got a Sir Nicholas drop out of him. 68% taking taking Sir Nicholas here.
He's still a non-Sammy believer. He's still Nicholas, but we dropped the Sir for now. He'll earn that back.
2019, I'll earn it back, probably. Next question from Dan J. M.A. 12-team Superflex full PPR. So this is the roster construction here. So one quarterback, three wide receivers, three running back, two tight end, a super flex, and two flex.
I love it, dude. That's a lot of stuff going on. Nice and deep.
Deep starting lineup. I like that a lot. So Fitzy or Lamar Miller? Let's start with Swag.
You. Let's start with Steve. You don't get out that easy, dude.
I'll start. All right. I'll start with this one. I'm going to take Lamar Miller.
Yeah, by me too.
Close the margins. I'm still worried at some point Fitzpatrick turns into himself, and Lamar Miller is still a starting running back. And guess what? He's actually playing pretty damn well right now. Considering
a battle line too,
and Fitzpatrick's really 35. Even if he's balling out, even if he doesn't have somebody named Winston behind him and he's balling out, he's still 35 years old. I'm taking Miller.
Yeah, I mean, as well as Fitzpatrick's playing right now, he could still technically lose his job next week.
Yep,
it could happen. Good drink. What are you thinking?
But does it happen? Like, let's just hypothetically say,
dude,
this Miller over Brady continues.
It's three running back too in your starting lineup too, which is makes a big difference.
For sure. I'm going Lamar here too. I'm just. I don't know that it's instantly Winston in week four.
I agree.
The bye week is in five, so I think I personally think that it's Fitz regardless to what happens this week. It's Fitz through the bye, and then maybe it goes back. But if they're 3-0 or even 3-1, Cutter's still playing for his job there. Turn it over Winston and lose two, and then do you go back to Fitz? Like, once it's Winston's team, I think like you got to stay there, or you're out, or you're both out.
Yep. No, I agree.
I'm still taking Lamar.
I think there's a good chance Fitz keeps the job at least to the bye week. If he is, like you said, 4-0, 3-1, I think it's his job until he like gets injured.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do agree with that thought there. So let's go from at RotoDad, 12-team Superflex, Tom Brady and David Johnson, or Patrick Mahomes, the GOAT, and Deion Lewis. Let's start with two drink.
Oh, dang it.
Do we know if this is Dynasty or not?
I believe that it's Dynasty. Just from the tags that were put there, it just says 12-team PPR Superflex. Okay. If it's redraft, I think it's Mahomes and Dion without a question for me. I'm gonna ride it. Yep.
Okay.
Dynasty, that I go Mahomes side stronger.
Yes, I agree.
You go stronger.
I think redraft, you take the Brady side.
I'm taking Mahomes side both ways. I feel better about it if it's just.
I might lean Brady DJ in redraft though.
I agree.
You both are ready for the bounce back of DJ.
He's got to do something, right?
I'm taking Michelle over DJ this week.
I heard that. I love it, and you're crazy. That's why I like it. But
I like that call a lot.
I bet it happens. I'm going to have to go bet some money on that
you
one.
You did bet that, yeah. So the offense in Arizona, we've heard that DJ is going to run more routes now. Look to get him in the slot. Isn't that where Fitz plays? I mean, I get there's one on each side, but I'm just saying, like, you realize your offense is garbage. You're going to have to get the best player on your team involved more, but are we really going to see it? Like, you both are ready to trust that. I know Swags is off a little bit, but Steve, you're definitely more the DJ lover out of this group than me and Swags are. You're quite a bit higher on him than we were, you know, initially.
I know. I have a lot of DJ this year. Luckily, those teams, I have other pieces around him, like Melvin Gordon or Dalvin Cook to hold him up. Mm-hmm. It's getting scary. It really is. I almost traded him today. But yeah, it's getting scary. If he does not get involved in the passing game this week, I know it's against a good Chicago defense they're playing. If he does not get involved with at least five catches this week, it's almost all out now panic time, especially in redraft leagues. You're looking for like a nickel on the dollar for DJ at that point because he's like an RB2, a low end RB2.
Yeah.
And it's not exactly the same, but you were both ready to flex, you know, Chase Edmonds over like the likes of Ito Smith. Like, so yeah, I don't know. That's DJ worries me.
Yeah, for sure.
Offensive line was not great, and I feel it got worse. So
yeah. I don't think Andre Smith's playing. Like there are big issues there. I mean, Sam Bradford's number one. Sam Bradford
not great and banged up. Yeah.
Yep. All right, last question.
Real quick, 51% to the Brady side. Okay. So that's, right. That's a super close one there.
It's because of DJ, man. People, there's still enough DJ lovers out there.
Yeah. Sounds like Steve is not as much of one now.
So no, I mean, I still think he outscores Mixon. Thank God I got that injury, man.
Is that right? I was about to say, that's only because of that injury, though. I know. Right?
Thank God I'd still take Mixon.
I hope that doesn't linger.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, last one from
Mixon up like 3 weeks, 4 weeks of DJ production right now?
Maybe like 5.5. so we'll see. We'll see when Mixon comes back, how much, if they're even even. I hope they're even. Yeah. So last one from at FF Evil Empire, 12 team Superflex PPR Dynasty, Chris Thompson or Philip Lindsay and a 2019.
I'm curious how you guys feel about this one, because I know how I feel about this one pretty quick.
I do too. You want me to answer first? I can go first.
Yeah, I want to hear you guys.
I'm taking Lindsay. I like him. I think he's carved out a role for himself there. I think he obviously we've seen a timeshare so far with Royce Freeman, but Lindsay can do both. He can run inside. He can run outside. He's got burst. He can catch the ball. Thompson, we know what his role will be. I don't think Lindsay will be a full-time back ever in the league, but the niche that he has carved out for himself so far, I think is certainly cannot be ignored, and he's getting much more work than Chris Thompson will ever get. So I'll take the Lindsay side.
But you too, Drink.
I mean, the pick doesn't really matter.
No, like, pick's nothing.
It's so far out there, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Chris Thompson.
Ooh,
let's see. Can I just see it from Lindsay, like away from home, like for more than two games? I love his split.
It might be a different price by then, though.
But that's fine. Thompson had 13 targets in that first game. I get his work is not going to come from rushing the football. I don't play in any standard leagues anymore, so I'm okay with that.
See, because I was going to say, like, I would be happy not getting the fifth, and even I feel like the Chris Thompson side should have the fifth.
Mm-hmm.
I will gladly take that from you.
Yeah, the pick is like irrelevant.
And I totally agree, but yeah, I don't even the extra to it. I felt like should be on the Chris Thompson side, even if it is irrelevant. That's how I felt about it. I was like, oh, and extra, a better player and extra,
better. It's just 2 weeks, dude.
RB10 and then RB18.
Yep.
PPR, I mean, that's pretty good.
Agreed.
Can't beat a RB2.
Just 2 weeks is usually about what Chris Thompson plays.
True story. We'll see if he breaks this week against Green Bay.
I love you, though, too, Drink. You know that. But
no, I got you. I'm gonna throw something out here real quick because I did see it on Twitter right before we got out. So last year, through 2 weeks, our number three running back was Ty Montgomery. Jason Witten was our tight end one. Kobe Fleener was our number three tight end through 2 weeks in 2017. It's courtesy of Mr. Heath Cummins. Feel like you guys might know him.
Yep.
Just Trevor Siemian was our quarterback one last year through 2 weeks. I'm just saying, can we pump the brakes a little bit before we start anointing some of these guys? They had great games, and I totally get that. I don't know. I'm going to wait and see it. If that means the price goes up and I miss it, I think I'm going to be okay there.
But yeah. Jason Witten's good, and nobody was excited about Trevor Siemian. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, these are totally different players.
No, right. I'm just trying to put, like, it's 2 weeks, you know, into perspective. Yeah. J.J. Nelson was your number two wide receiver last year through two weeks.
I still love J.J. Nelson. I still love him.
Yeah, where's he at? How's he doing?
He's so fast. Sam Bradford can't get the ball to him, man. He sucks.
But last year it was great.
Great, man. Carson Palmer.
It's 2 weeks. Let's be easy. I mean, I'm even trying to cool a little bit on Mahomes. Like, we're not going to get that again. Like, I'm still expecting good things, and the offense sets up for him.
Just week two.
I like
just
it.
Just 2 weeks. Tell them who we are and get out of here.
So you can edit it and get it to the people in the morning.
Well, we're right now when you're actually listening. We're about an hour five run time. We like to shoot for a little less, I thought.
I'm at FL2DrinkMinimum and at SuperflexPods. Tag those.
Swag.
I am at DFF_swag.
Awesome. I am at TheRealHalupka and at SuperflexTrades. This has been the Superflexible Podcast, and we are out.
All right, 7:30. We'll be seeing you.
Thanks for enjoying the Super Flexible Podcast at Super Flex Pod, one of the many podcasts brought to you by the Dynasty Football Network and Dynasty Football Factory, available anywhere you listen to podcasts. So go subscribe to the show and get every podcast as soon as it releases straight to your phone. While you're there, go ahead and rate and review the show. That helps the show out more than you know. It helps get all you Super Flexers the best content that you want to hear. On Twitter, follow the host, Steve, at The Real Palooka, and the two co-hosts, Swag, at @BFF_Swag, and TwoDrink, at @FL2DrinkMinimum. But wait, there's more. Subscribe now and promise to tell a friend. We will throw in all the other podcasts from the DF Network for free. Be sure to check out
Dynasty Trade Day School, Dynasty Warzone, Debbie Watch, Pathology 101, the IED Edge Crusher, Dynasty Football Fellas, and the Rookie Fever Podcast. Remember to tag at Superflex Pod and at Superflex Trades for all your Superflex and two quarterback needs. Plus, GTBet EU. Use that promo code in all caps, Superflex, and get that $500 match. Do that now. Get fantasy ripped with a Super Flexible Podcast.